Tensions have escalated at the World Swim Championships, where our own Mack Horton has refused to share a podium with Sun Yang, who has served time for doping and is still the subject of an ongoing inquiry. Mack refused to stand on the podium. He stood behind it. Andrew Horton is Mack's father, who is in South Korea. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Yeah, good. Did you know that Mack was going to do it?
No. A little bit like Rio. A bit of a surprise. Sorry about the cranky voice. It was a big night at the pool last night for the team. Fantastic night. Ariane Titmus's 400 free was just something special, and 4x100 girls was amazing as well.
Hey, he's got. I've noticed online, Mack has got a great deal of support from his fellow Australian athletes. Generally speaking, have people said that Mack did the right thing or the wrong thing?
Look, I think he was respectful. I think Mack, like so many in the sport, would just like consistency in the approach to the testing regime, and I think was frustrated and disappointed, as so many of the athletes are, that this issue has tagged along into World Championships.
What's Sun Yang's current status?
Well, there's this outstanding matter which occurred earlier in the year, which is due to be heard at the International Court of Sport Arbitration sometime in September. It's a serious matter, and it could very much determine the future of his swimming.
In respect of Mack not stepping onto the podium with Sun, has there been much criticism from the Chinese camp about his behaviour?
Absolutely, but I think it's really important that I'm very much on the record, we're very much on the record. This is all to do about the process of swimming and ensuring that there's a fair process of swimming. It's not a commentary about China. We have huge respect for China. This is about ensuring that there are systems and processes in the sport that keep the sport clean.
Hey, Andrew, he was suspended for doping in 2014, Sun Yang. Is the current inquiry a separate incident of alleged doping from that, is it?
Look, it's very much on the public record. There was a test that took place, which ordinarily should have happened in the process of, what takes place with athletes at this level. They all have to subject themselves to regular and random drug testing. And there was an incident that occurred that involved the smashing of blood vials, and that's what's currently still being investigated.
Good on you, Andrew. We're very grateful for your time this morning after a busy night. And noting, as he did, that Ariana Titmus defeated Katie Ledecky, the unbeatable American, in the women's 400 final.